The new commissioner of the Atlantic Coast Conference, Jim Phillips, is now with us. Jim, it's good to have you on in the Triad, first off. I look forward to meeting you and your family. Have you all settled into Greensboro yet?
Yeah, thanks, Josh. Great to be on with you tonight. And Laura and I bring five amazing kids to the Triad. We're really excited about settling in. Right now, we're separated from a distance standpoint. We have two in college and then some in high school and elementary school. We have three under roof right now, and they're back in Evanston still. We did not want to move them mid-school year, so we both have gone in different directions. I've gone back there a couple times, and they've come to the Triad area a couple times as well, and we're getting settled in. We've had a chance to get around the community, just a fantastic place. We're over the moon excited about moving here. People have just been wonderful. You know, when they talk about Southern hospitality, it is alive and well in our area, and can't wait to get everybody here. I've got a couple churches that we found and taken a liking to, so we're getting settled in for sure.
You went to, going into your background a bit, you went to the same Weber High School as Coach K. So I asked him about you and about Weber, and here's what he had to say. This is from a little while back.
Jim Phillips, I've known him forever. You know, he's learned a lot from my AD, Kevin White, and we stole something from the Big Ten. You know, Jim Phillips is as good as there is in the country, and that Weber background helps him. It helps him a lot. And although I think right after he graduated, they closed the school. So I don't know what the hell he did, you know, in his senior year there. But I've never asked him that.
So I guess I'll ask you, what kind of senior prank did you pull off at Weber?
Oh, that's a killer. I'm not sure. I feel bad. Poor Weber closed its doors in the city of Chicago. And it's amazing how your paths kind of come back together. And as Coach K indicated, we did go to the same high school, and we've had a lot of laughs and lots of conversations about it. But it's really an honor to be asked to join the ACC family. It's a conference with coaches like Coach K and others, and student athletes that just, I think, represent the right things in college athletics. Great compilation of schools when you think about eight beautiful land-grant, large publics, and then seven elite privates that have molded together to, again, make it the premier conference. So I'm not sure what I did to Weber High School, but I'm sure glad that, I got invited to the party here in the ACC.
It's ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips with us here on Sports Hub. Ryan, it's been well documented how important improving revenue is going to be, not just for your league, but for the Pac-12, for the Big 12. Given the concerns that exist in college sports, do you think another round of expansion is inevitable?
Tremendous question. I'm just not sure. I really am not. What you have to do is you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared if that were to happen. The rights that that schools provided to do current TV deals locked, a majority of schools up, at least for the next several years. And I think having been through it again, most recently in the Big Ten, when we went through two rounds of expansion, first with Nebraska and then with Maryland and Rutgers, I think you have to be ready. The financial realities are that the revenue gap has grown for our conference, and so we're trying to address that, and we will strategically do that. But I don't think that there is a magic wand on this thing or this silver bullet that, just kind of cures any of the inefficiencies that we have, or deficiencies, I should say. I think it's a strategic, thoughtful, very intentional way to try to address some of the things that we're faced with. That being said, we have only a handful of collegiate networks, and we have the premier partner in ESPN, And so this is a long-term play. If you just look at the television revenue and distribution right now, we've matched or surpassed all of the initial goals that we had for distribution, for live content, for original programming. So I'm bullish about the future, but obviously there's some things that we have to try to address, you know, in the immediate and near term. So, you know, just overall, Josh, I think television's a piece of it, potential expansion's a piece of it, new events are a piece of it, thinking creatively financially, and I'm confident that we'll get to the right place as a league.
Some would say that Notre Dame is that silver bullet, but you're somebody that actually spent time in South Bend. You understand how important independence in football is at that place. But do you think there's going to come a point where television revenue is so great being a part of a conference that it becomes best for Notre Dame to join a league?
Well, I think, yeah, there's a few things there. One is, as you recall, Notre Dame joined our league in 2013, and they were clear about their intentions were to continue to be football independent, but also play an average of 5 league games a year. I think this past year was mutually beneficial. It certainly was beneficial for Notre Dame to have a league for them to be able to play in, and it was beneficial for the ACC. It also produced 2 of the 4 teams in the CFP. So I think we have a little bit of a sample size now, and Notre Dame has kind of seen what that can potentially do for them long-term. In the end, they'll have to wrestle with the idea of losing their independence. And I know, having, as you indicated, having served there back earlier in my career, how important that is. But I think, you know, we're ready, and you know, we're always interested in that taking place. But I think that will take a little bit of time, and I think they'll take, you know, some more, you know, more opportunity for us to continue to get integrated with one another. But that certainly is an option as we move forward.
Two more quick things I want to get to here. Jim Phillips with us, ACC Commissioner. Given the name, image, and likeness laws that are set to go into effect in Florida in less than 3 months, and you've got 2 league members in that state, what's your view on what should happen with NIL?
I think I would tell you, Josh, there's 4 kind of critical issues to this, in my view. One is, if you expect a national competition, which we love in college athletics, you're going to need a national standard. So state patchwork is incompatible with national recruiting rules. So as you described, in about 3 months, there's certain states that are going to have their own laws. So we have to have a national standard across all the states. Second is, we just can't sustain constant litigation to the enterprise anymore. So we need to be able to implement federal name, image, and likeness rules to create some safe harbor for those of us that play underneath the NCAA umbrella, whether it's Division I, Division II, or Division III. So that's the second. Third is, I think as administrators, whether we're presidents, athletic directors, or commissioners, we have to be open-minded to the realities of 2020-21 and the opportunity for student-athletes to monetize or have the ability to monetize off their name, image, and likeness. And so I'm absolutely for it, and I think a majority of administrators are. Things like health and safety, transfer rights, return to school after graduation, student-athlete protection, those should be baked in to the legislation that we're all working on right now. But if a student-athlete has the ability to earn some money outside, they should have that right to do that. And then the fourth piece of this thing, and these are all kind of integrated together, Josh, and that is, we need fairness and equity, meaning recruiting rules. This cannot be tilted one way or the other as it relates to advantages or disadvantages in the area of recruiting. We have, you know, areas of total scholarship limits. We have to have, again, a containment there. And in the end, our model of sharing revenue to fund non-revenue sports as the heart of our broad-based programming. In the ACC, we sponsor 27 sports. We don't want any of those sports to go away with this initiative, and we can do it, as I just described, by paying attention to each of these areas. But the fairness and equity piece of it is real, and we certainly don't want, you know, schools dropping sports with some kind of legislation that gets on there that forces universities to do so in an unfair way.
Last thing, Roger Goodell said he expects stadiums to be at full capacity this fall. Clemson president Jim Clement sent an email saying that the school is planning for a normal level of campus activity in the fall, including full capacity at Tiger football games. By the time we get to late August, early September, is it your expectation all institutions in the league will be at full capacity for football?
We're praying for it, that's for sure, and we're planning for it. As President Clements indicated, I think we've scheduled that way. We're playing a full complement of 12 games in football, and same for our other fall sports, whether it be soccer or volleyball, et cetera. But what the virus has shown all of us is to be nimble and to be able to pivot quickly if for some reason it's not safe. And just as we have done over the last 12 months across the country, we'll take our lead from the medical advisory group here in the ACC. Those experts across the 15 campuses that represent the ACC footprint, they've been just pretty unbelievable in how they have helped us make the decisions necessary in order to play sports safely. And that's what we want more than anything, is a chance for our student athletes to play sports safely and for our fans, alums, communities to have a chance to get back to some normalcy. And that would include getting to full capacity, but we'll see. You know, a lot will be decided about the execution of vaccination, where we find ourselves with the virus this summer, but certainly our schools are planning for a more normal fall.
Real quick, are you vaccinated yet?
I am.
Okay.
I am, and I'm very thankful for that.
Glad to hear it. You and Steve Forbes both. Coach Forbes says he was getting his vaccination right after he got done talking with us. He said he needed the vaccination after talking to us. So that that worked out well. Commissioner Phillips, it's good to talk with you. I know we're going to be chatting sometime soon, I'm sure, down the line. Thank you for the time, and welcome to the Triad.
Appreciate it, Josh. I really appreciate the welcome, and I look forward to being on with you often.